Hello, I'm Christopher Gillam, and I'm joined on this part by...
Pauline Goldsworthy.
We will have our second feature about strange goings-on in Norfolk, and Margaret Thompson will be here with What's On. In a while, it will be Information Desk, but before that, here are some more local news stories.
And we start with a ukulele festival hits the city, and a shopping mall is 25 years old. But to begin, a less pleasant statistic of our fine city.
Norwich has been named as one of the worst cities for loneliness in the UK. More than one in two people, 65%, surveyed, said they had felt the effects of loneliness at some point, with 73% saying they had suffered with it for more than 6 months. Research by the Campaign to End Loneliness and the London School of Economics also found that 9 out of 10 people believe loneliness is now more likely in old age than ever, as people feel the effects of retirement and bereavement. But 81% of those people do not think the wider community cares about older people feeling lonely. Bill Borrett, chairman of Norfolk County Council's Adult Social Care Committee, said he was sorry to hear those statistics, saying that residents of the county were friendly and welcoming. It was also borne out by that research, which found 67% of people and 76% of people aged 16 to 24 want to help address the loneliness crisis. But Mr. Borrett said loneliness is a very serious problem, more serious than people realise, adding, "I don't think anyone should say they don't have time to help. It is something that is beholden to all of us."
It was enough to bring city centre shoppers to a standstill so they could tap their feet to its unique and catchy sounds. And with this year's Uke East Regional Ukulele Festival, held in Norwich, being the most popular yet, it seems the instrument has well and truly sung its way into people's hearts. Use of the famous instrument, which was popular in the early part of the century, has declined in recent years as pop music and more modern instruments have taken over. But in recent years it has seen a revival, with Uke East growing to a full weekend of events. This year's festivities, the fourth year the event has been held, kicked off with an open mic night and strum along on Friday at the Coachmaker's Arms, which festival chairman Tim Coleman described as superb. The busiest day was Saturday, which included a series of workshops at Norwich Arts Centre for those wanting to learn the four string or improve, including an introduction to finger picking and how to imitate sounds of the Caribbean. The second stage was given the local musicians to give them a chance to show their stuff, while professionals such as Desmond O'Connor, Enna and Biscuithead took to the main stage in the evening. But perhaps the most spectacular sight was the closing Big Busk in Norwich's Haymarket, where around 100 people watched performers play their ukuleles in the city centre.
It was the product of 13 years of design and planning and 4 years of construction, and Norwich's original mall celebrated entering its 25th year over the weekend. Castle Mall opened its doors in September 1993 and prompted international interest in its multi-level underground setup. Some of the shops included in the original floor plan still call it home today, including Boots, Argos and Vision Express. Nowadays, it boasts the View Cinema, and a new set of restaurant units have been built in a development known as the Terrace. However, it is still not clear when these may open. On Saturday, children were treated to party bags and cake and got to meet Peppa Pig. Centre manager Robert Bradley said, "Having returned recently to the centre, I can see how far it has come over the decades, and I am so excited to celebrate and then get cracking with more fantastic events to continue to stamp Castle Mall as a huge part of Norwich."
More news shortly, but now we have Information Desk. Thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Bryan and Joan Harvey, for your kind comments about Chatterbox. We hope that you continue to enjoy all future recordings. Thank you also to Mrs. Ina Arnold and Mrs. Margaret Hare for the stamps. We will add them to the box and will pass them on to the NNAB.
The next item is about the NNAB Book Club. If you are no longer able to enjoy reading, go along and rediscover your love of reading through the Audio Book Club. It meets between 1:30 and 3 p.m. at the 2nd Air Division Library, the Forum, Norwich, on the second Monday of every month for a chat and to discuss the book of the month. The next meeting is on 9th of October. To learn more, call Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558. That's 01603 629 558. Or email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
Music Mondays. Can you sing or play an instrument? Even if the answer is no, but I'd like to, go along and join singers Rachel and Jill at an informal acoustic music group on the second Monday of every month. The next session is on the 9th of October and runs from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Bradbury Activity Centre. All singers, musicians and aspiring performers of any level are welcome. Admission is just £3, including refreshments. For more information and to book your place, contact Mark or Elaine on 01603 629 558 or you can email marksmith@nnab.org.uk.
The Norwich Macular Group meetings take place on the second Friday of each month between 12 noon and 2 p.m. at the Bradbury Activity Centre and refreshments are available. There is often a guest speaker who gives a talk on a variety of topics, including equipment available to aid everyday tasks and advances in treatment for macula. The next meeting takes place on the 13th of October. For further information, contact Derek Heffer on 01603 861 554. That's 01603 861 554.
Ever thought about researching your family tree? Here is news of an interesting free project running through the winter that listeners of Chatterbox can get involved with. On November the 6th, from 10 a.m. at the Bradbury Centre at the NNAB, Chatterbox's own Tim Edwards will be introducing a talk by the Norfolk Family History Society. This will be to encourage participation in a project that can help you find out about your own family tree. Tim would like you to come along to the talk and find out if you want to learn how to discover, document, and talk about your own family history. He will be running training sessions at the Norfolk Record Office at the Archive Centre, and we would have access to their records and online resources. Assistance and help will be provided as necessary, so don't be shy. You can take part in as many or as few research sessions as you want, and there will be the opportunity to tell people about your family tree discoveries at an exhibition in the Forum next year. As well as receiving your family tree as an audiobook, specially made for you. We are keen to hear from people from the NNAB Photography, Creative Writing and Arts groups, as well as other Chatterbox listeners, so please do contact Tim. If you would like to find out more about this project, call Tim on 07904 393 316. That's 07904 393 316, or call the Chatterbox office and leave a message on 01603 765 365. Or you can email ermcic@gmail.com, all lowercase. That's ermcic@gmail.com. Who knows who is in your family tree? Let's find out.
And now back to the news. Before our second feature, stories on the lack of affordable homes in Norwich and a plan to improve prisoners' mental health, but for starters, an adoption scheme at Norwich Castle.
An ear scoop which may date back to Roman times, an Excalibur-esque sword pulled out of the River Yare and a medieval bollock dagger. Those are among objects people are adopting to boost the transformation of Norwich Castle. The Keep Adopting Scheme is part of the Keep Giving appeal to raise £50,000 for the £13.5 million Norwich Castle Gateway to Medieval England project. That aims to reimagine the castle's keep as it was in its royal palace heyday, including recreating the keep's main Norman floor and great hall. Nearly £7,500 has been raised so far, and the Keep Adopting Scheme has contributed towards that. Prices to adopt objects through the scheme vary. Some objects can be adopted by just one person or group, while others can be adopted by a number of different people. All adopters receive an adoption certificate and benefits, including a free ticket to visit their object, an invitation to a castle event, and more. Snap was snapped up by Norwich-based Computer Service Centre, while the Earscoop, found at in Wiverton, has been adopted by St Augustine's street-based Coleman Opticians. Coleman Opticians director Radley Fenn said his business recently started offering ear syringing, so it seemed appropriate for the company to sponsor an object used hundreds of years ago to scoop out earwax.
Norwich has missed out on up to £33 million worth of affordable homes because developers are being excused from building the number they should, it has been claimed. And the Green Party will this week call for City Hall to make a more rigorous approach to forcing developers to make 33% of the housing which they build available as affordable homes. That is the percentage set out in the Joint Core Strategy, a blueprint for development in and around the city. But the Greens say their analysis of 15 major housing developments approved in the city between 2013 and 2016 show that has not happened. They say of the 299 affordable homes, which are aimed at people whose household income is below a certain level, should have been supplied if that requirement was met. Just 39 were built. At a meeting of the full council tomorrow night, Green City Councillor Tim Jones will put forward a motion on the issue. He will call for the council to uphold the existing policy that at least 33% of homes in developments of 10 homes or more should be affordable. The council's planning committee recently rejected planning permission for homes at St Peter's Church in Park Lane. That was turned down because the developers were not willing to provide 33% of affordable homes.
Prisoners at Norwich Jail who have been training dogs have received further funding from a city club. The Rescue Rehab Project was created and funded by the Police and Crime Commissioner, Lorne Green, to improve prisoners' mental health and to help dogs find new homes. The project was discussed at the Rotary Club of Norwich Centenary by the Norwich Best for Pets team, who manage Rescue Rehab. Rotary Club members heard about the positive impact upon prison mental health and well-being arising from participation in the Rescue Rehab project. The pilot for the project has been extended from 3 months to 6 months, with further funding from the PCC, with six dogs having been rehomed. After the talk, Rotary Club President John Garbutt presented Norwich Best for Pets with £650 for the project. Rescue Rehab was originally funded by the PCC.
And now our second feature this week, in which Stephen Downes wonders, what's in a name? His article is read by Sarah Houghton.